Okay, Rabbi Isai. Try to finish this today, Be'ezer Hashem. We had, again, two main difficulties in the sugya. The first difficulty was that the whole sugya was working around the two shittas in the Mishnah, if you say Tvois Lashon Rishon or Tvois Lashon Achron. So Rabbi Yehuda seemed to hold that you say Tvois Lashon Rishon, and therefore if you had Machsheves Zman first, and he doesn't make any conditions, before we got the Gemara he makes no conditions. As long as you have Machsheves Zman first, so then it's Pigel. And according to the Tanakhama and the Chachamim, it's questionable, which we'll see. But according to Tanakhama, for sure, it makes no difference. It doesn't matter if you had Machshev Zman first, you had Machshev Zman second. We always look at it as the Ear of Machshavas, which basically means that the Machshavas Mokoim, or whatever the other Machshava that was possible, other than the Pigel of Chutz L'Zmanai, distorts the Machsheves Hazman. Machsheves Hazman is Pigul. And any other Machsheva that you have throughout the process of the Korban will distort the Pigul. One of it didn't Pigul, of course.
But if Pigul is external...
Well, we're in the middle of that. We just touched on that at the end of... I see you listened to the recording, I guess. It was just the end of the shiur. We didn't theorize. Let's try to theorize. But the bottom one is, Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that you go by Lashon Rishon. Chachamim sheet is, doesn't make a difference what kavana you had first. Doesn't make a difference. Either way, the other machshava hapeselas ruins the pigul. That's the bottom line. So we have two difficulties here. Difficulty number one is the whole beginning of the sugya seem to say that maybe, according to Ilfa, maybe it's only by Avoda Achas, and by Shtei Avodas, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the idea. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is only saying by Avoda Achas pligi, right? But by Shtei Avodas, then Rabbi Yehuda would agree that by Avoda Achas, rather, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the Machsheves Ha Mokoim will ruin the Machsheves Hazman. In other words, if Yehuda's only talking after you established a Machsheves Hazman by finishing the Avodah, whatever it was, Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, Zrika, only over there would Rabbi Yehuda say that you can't later come and ruin the pigul. Right? Chacham holds, you can always ruin the pigul. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can only ruin the pigul B'chai Gavna, where it's still in the middle of that Avoda. That's what Ilfa wanted to say. And then Rabbi Yechon said, no. The Machloikis isn't. Rabbi Yehuda always holds that you go by the first Kavona, the first Machshava. And the Chachamim hold, you never go by the first Machshava. That's what we have. So we had difficulty on this. We spent 2 weeks on that to try to understand what's going on there. Because L'chaira, irrelevant of one Avoda, two Avodas, it's never chal till the end anyway. The pigul b'poil is not chal till you finish the complete carbon. And the psul, elamah, you want to say the psul's chal already in the middle of the avodah. As far as it's a non-kosher, it's too late for the status of the carbon to be changed. Meaning, if the halacha would be that if you did a shechit, the beginning of the shechita, machshava shechutz l'zmanai, you could reverse that. Then we would understand very clearly what Ilfa's saying. Then it makes a lot of sense what Ilfa's saying. He's saying that in one Avoida, just like you could reverse the Chutz L'Zmanai with any other thing, so who I did? You could reverse the Chutz L'Zmanai with a Chutz L'Mkayim. It's no different if I would have reversed it completely. But that's not the halach. The halach is the Chutz L'Zmanai, as far as passeling, it passes immediately. Irreversible, irrevocable, the carbon is possible. So if you're dealing with the psul of your machshava, that happened already. In the middle of the shechita, that was signed, sealed, and delivered. If you're dealing with the pigul of Karas, that's not till the end. Chiyuv pigul Karas is not until the end. Memela for that, it shouldn't make a difference if it's one avodah or multiple avodahs. That was the problem that we were struggling with. And we had different etzes to this. We brought from Rav Steinemann different possibilities to make the Mikdash of it. But lemaisa, after everything is all said and done, it's fuzzy. It's fuzzy because of the fact that, like I said, if you look at the psul is chal right away. If you look at the pigul, the full brunt of the pigul occurrence, that's chal at the end together anyway. That's all going to happen at the same time anyway. So that was the one struggle we had. And then last week we spent a lot of time on this whole Tvois Loshon Rish and Tvois Loshon Ach. Because the machloikas in Tmura of Tvois Loshon Rish and Tvois Loshon Ach, if somebody says Tmura Soil, Tmura Shlomim, and the Gemara went through all the possibilities. If you say Tmura Soil, Tmura Shlomim, you say Tmura Soil, Ushlomim, Loi Tochel, Zuacha Tochel, Zu, there's many scenarios in the Gemara. But the bottom line is that L'chayra, the whole musag, the whole concept of Tvois Loshon Rish and Tvois Loshon Achron is not applicable to our sugya. L'chayra has no shaykhs to our sugya. That was our kasha. So the Gemara, in fact, says that Abaye at the end, that's what Itaka seems to say. Abaye at the end of the sugya says, pligi b'mayde pligi, v'loy pligi b'mayde loy pligi. And I hold that there's nothing to do with the machloikas over there. Over there it's a shaylin kavana. Over there, it's a shayla and kavana. That's really how Abaye ends the sugi, right? The last part, if you look over here where we're holding, Laman of Beis, just to go to that point again, Omale Abaye, V'arabah chan Rabbi Yechon and Kimagas, Rabbeinu Rabbi Yesi, B'hadi Adodi Pligi, they both have one shita. It says to him of Le Pligi, V'amifluk Pligi, they argue if you say T'mur Sel, T'mur Shlomim, that Rameir says it's only an oil, and Rabbi Yesi says it's oil Shlomim. On my way, so Abaye goes and he tells Rabbi Yochanan, "Pligi b'may de pligi." They're arguing over there in Tamura, in as far as what your kavan is. When you say I raise it Tamura soil or Tamura shlomim, they're arguing what your kavan is. Do you mean to say both, or do you mean to say oila and then you change your mind to say shlomim? For loy pligi b'mayit loy pligi. Zokt Rashi, they're not arguing whether you say Tvois Loshon Rish or Tvois Loshon Ach. And therefore, and he proves it. He proves that Rameir and Rabbi Yossi and Tmura are not arguing about whether you go by the first Loshon or the second Loshon. To Omer Rabbi Yitzchak by Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yechon, HaKol Moedim, everybody agrees. Sairab Meir, Sairab Yaisi. Hechad Omar, Tochelzu Vakach, Tochelzu, Divyakol, Loi Chayli. If he says, I want this to happen and that to happen, first Oila, then Shlomim, Aval, it doesn't work. Even according to a mayor. Even according to Rabbi Yaisi. Nothing happens. Ki pligi, Domar, Tmurs, Oila, Tmurs. And if he says, Loi Tochelzu, Mikicholzu. Let's say he says clearly, I want only together. I want oil and shlomim together. Then Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi both agree. That's what happens. Hey, bazoi, ki pligi, domar, tmur soil, tmur shlomim. Rabbi Meir, sovah, midahavah, lelam, tmur soil, shlomim, domar, tmur soil, tmur shlomim, shma mina mehedekad. He said, tmur soil, tmur shlomim, is a raya, he's changing his mind. Rabbi Yossi, omar, Rabbi Yossi says, no. Kiyomar, tmur soil, shlomim. Habakar, habakar, shlomim. So he says, okay. So the maskana of the Gemara here is that according to Abaye, Taka has nothing to do with Remei and Rabbi Yossi, because Remei and Rabbi Yossi are arguing in Kavana. They're arguing what your Kavana is. When you say Tumur Zayla, Tumur Shlomim, do you want the result first that you want to oila, and then you want change of mind, you want the shlomim? Or was it all along that your kavanah should be a tmur soil shlomim? And the raya is, because if you said tomorrow, say, loy tochel zu, elam kein tochel zu, they both agree it works. Right? If you say that it should be this and then that, everybody agrees the second thing doesn't work. So, machloikas there is kavana. The question is, what in the world is the Gemara's hava mina? And according to Rav Yochanan, that's the maskana, that these two sugis have anything to do with each other. There's no shaykhis between these two sugis. Here you have two kavanas, hapoislois. You have two negative kavanas. What's the tzad here b'chlal? You're not, first of all, you're not a balabas like we just said. It's not your chalois. It's not like by a korban where a person can do whatever they want. I could say, I want it to be an oil shlam. I want this korban to be an oil shlam. That would work. Obviously, you can't bring it as oil shlam, but the value would go for an oil shlam. There's no machlekes. Everybody agrees if you say, I want this korban to be an oil shlam. Everybody agrees that works. That's the case of tochel zu, loy tochel zu, and king cholo zu. Everybody agrees. So what shaykhus doesn't have to pickle? What shaykhus doesn't have to pickle, b'chlal? This is mamish aplia. What's the Gemara's havamina and not just a havamina? Even in the maskana, it's machloikas, b'yam b'yechan, and an abaya, whether these two sugis have anything to do with each other. Abaya says they have nothing to do with each other. Because in Torah, it has to do with what your kavanah is. Right? And over here, it's more Tfois Lashon Rishon, Tfois Lashon Achron type of machloikas. Right? But the problem that we're having is this has nothing to do with Tfois Lashon Rishon, Tfois Lashon Achron. The Gemara is debating whether Torah has to do with Tfois Lashon Rishon, Tfois Lashon Achron or not. If Torah has to do with Tfois Lashon Rishon, Tfois Lashon Achron, then these two sugyas are twins. In other words, our sugi is a question of Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Lashon Achron. The sugi in Temura is a question of Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Lashon Achron. And therefore, they're twins. Abai says, no. Really, the sugi in Temura has nothing to do with Tvois Lashon, Tvois Lashon Achron. The sugi in Temura has to do with what your kavan is. That's the only shaila there is in and the Melech no shaychas to our sugi. Right? That's the Gemara. Our question is, even Lu Yitzuya, the Sugya in Temura, had something to do with Tvois Lashon, with Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Lashon Achron. Still has nothing to do with our Sugya. Has nothing to do with our Sugya. Here you have two machshavas that make the korban possible. During two different, potentially even during two different avodas. What's shaykh? Ma'in and Shemitah etzel al-Sina. What's a shaykh? There you are trying to make a chalois, and you want to make a korban oila, and then you want to make a shlomim. So you have a conflict. Is it oila? Is it a shlomim? What are you making? So there we could have a debate. Well, first of all, what's your intention? Second of all, even if your intention would be that way, would it impact the korban? Could be it's too late. Once you say it's an oiler, you can't make it a shlomim. Then we can have this debate. What's have to do with our sugi b'chlal? What's the shaykhis? There's no connection b'chlal. It's machshava peselas. Would anybody have a debate if you had a, forget pigle for a moment. Stam, you had a kosher kavana by shchita. Right? Like we had at the beginning of the mesechta. Shachta l'shma, v'kibul dama shaloy l'shma. Would anybody have a debate? Well, that's only a problem if you hold Tvois Lashon Achron. If you hold Tvois Lashon Rishon, it's a kosher korban, because I did it, I shechted it l'shma. It's narish. Because shchita has to be l'shma, and tzrika has to be l'shma, and if shchita is l'shma, and tzrika is shaloy l'shma, so the shchita is taka l'shma. And the Zrika is Taka Shaloi Lishma. Did we ever have a debate in the beginning of the Masechta that has something to do with Temura? Of course not. Why not? Did we have a debate? Abaya, Rabbi Yechanan, Tvois Lashon, has nothing in the world to do with it. Has nothing in the world to do with it. And similarly, In the first Mishnah, if you would have shechted half the shechitin lishma and half the shechitin shelo lishma, we also wouldn't have had a debate. We could have had a debate if yesh shechitin mitchil v'atzoy, if shechitin is only chaltin. We could have had that debate. But we have no debate. Somebody's makabel part of the blood shelo lishma, the blood that he's makabel shelo lishma is possible. Even if he did the first half lishma, it's not totally in Tvayis Lashon Rishon, Tvayis Lashon Achron. There's no shaykhis, b'chlal. There's no shaykhis. The way you have to look at it is, there are sections to the korban. And each section of the korban needs lishma. Right? Each section of the korban needs lishma. And therefore, each section of the korban is a target for shalei lishma. Right? It requires lishma, and it's a target for shalei lishma. Right? So each section is its own world. That's why, until we got to this sugya, we never discussed Tvayis Lashon Rishon and Tvayis Lashon Achron, because it has no relevance to this. Okay? By a karma, it's not like that. When you say something should be an oila, okay, in a regular case, forget that, a regular case, you say, I raise an oila. There's no debate whether you can now go to it and say, I raise a shlomo. Why is there no debate? Because the oila story is over. If the oila required another threshold to happen, after you say, I raise the oila, then we can have a debate. And you had a different kavana over there, then we could have a debate, right? What's going on? But we have no debate when you say, I raise the oila. So you're dealing with two completely different things. Here you could have a shechita shalei lishma and a zrika lishma. So just like you could have a shechita shalei lishma and a zrika lishma, you could have a shechita chutz l'zmanah and a zrika chutz l'mkama. There's no shachas. There's no mamish no shachas. That's the plea. I just want to add one more thing. Be'em is the shaylah tvayis l'shem rishon tvayis l'shem achron, you'd be able to have. If it was Torah Kedei Dibor, if a guy was even Stam Choyzer, happens to be we paskin by Kotrim, he can't be Choyzer. But Be'emes, we'd be able to have that debate. Somebody would say, Harei Zu Oilo, Ein Zu Oilo. We can have a debate. You're trying to undo what you did. Here you're not trying to undo what you did. Here you're having one Kavana during Shechita, and it did whatever it did. You're having a Kavana during Zrika, and it does whatever it does. So the whole thing is unclear. The whole thing is unclear. That's the problem we have with these two, that these two sugyas don't seem to sit together. Besides that, I just want to point out another shtickle stira in the sugya itself. If you look on Amud Aleph, Rashi seems to say on Amud Aleph that Abaye holds that everything is Tvayis Lashon Rishon, Tvayis Lashon Achron. Look at Rashi and Amud Aleph. When the Gemara says, Yiboyelu t'mur seilu shlomim ma'u lachzis ma'u. The Olam has that. Om Rabaya, behol v'aday moide rabmeya. Rav Omer aday in imach loikas. So the Gemara is a shayla where the person said clearly, lachzis ma'u. He said clearly, he said it together. Or he said, oilu shlomim. So Rav says, Abaye says Bahom Moide Rab Meir, that they're both chal, and Abaye says Adayinu Machloikas, and Rava says Adayinu Machloikas. Now look at Rashi. Divrei Amaschli Boyelu. Rashi reads as follows: Mi Amrinon Hod the Pligi Rab Meir. This that Rab Meir holds that he holds the Omar Tvayis Lashon Rishon. Mishum the Omar Tmura Tmura Treizimni. V'Havulei Kenimlach. It's like he changed his mind. Avul hocha domer tmuz oilu shlomim chadi buruhu. And therefore, tarvayu chayli. They're both chal. Tarvayu chayli. Oidu mutfayis lashon rishon. The next one. Divrei amaschal lachzeis ma'u, says Rashi. Harei behim bezu lachzeis loilu shlomim. Hovadai chadi buruhu. Ve'ein zeh chal buloi zeh. So Rashi is super clear, without any doubt, that on Amud Aleph, Abaye holds that the Shailah is Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Lashon Acher. Rashi's only explaining, Alibid Abaye, do we look at it as Lashon, maybe we only look at Lashon Rishon, Lashon Achrim, when there's a Tmura. But if you set it together, Tmura's Eilu Shlomim, it's one Dibur. That's Abaye's point. Meaning, on Amud Aleph, Rashi is clearly saying that according to Abaye, Machloikis, Reb Meir, and Reb Yossi is Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Lashon Acher. And Abaye is saying, but maybe Reb Meir would agree when you said Lachzois, because there's no Dibur Rishon and Dibur Acher. You understand? There's no Dibur. No, there's Reb Meir Taka holds. We always say Tvois Lashon Rishon. And Abaye is only saying over here that it could be that when you set it together, there is no Lashon Rishon and Lashon Achron. There's only one Lashon. You understand? That's the way Rashi is, just look at the words. That's how Rashi is explaining it. He says, Hai vadai chadiburahu. It's one statement. There's no Lashon Rishon and Lashon Achron. There's only one Lashon. So Rashi is, Borom Alola is super clear. That Rashi is saying that Abaye, I'm talking about Abaye here, I'm not talking about Rav, I'm talking about Abaye. Abaye is clearly saying, right? Rav doch abgerät. Rav is nothing to talk about. Rav definitely holds the machlokes is Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Lashon Acher. But even Abaye, when Abaye says if you set it together, Tmuras Eilu Shlomim, then it would work according to Rav Meir, Rashi should say, because here, that's your intention. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say it's your intention. Rashi says over here, it's chadiburahu. It's one statement. And since it's one statement, so then even Reb Meir agrees, they're both chal. When does Reb Meir say, we chap the first statement over the second statement? That's only if there were two statements. So Rashi, but if you said, Tumur Zoylu Shlomim, or Lachzois, Zokt Rashi, Ha Vadai Chadiburahu. Yeah, I'm just saying, is that, I hope it's clear to everybody. In other words, it's one, Abaye is saying that there's no debate, Reb Meir always holds Tfois Loshayin Rishon. Right? Reb Meir. Tfois Loshayin Rishon. Always. The only shaila is if you said Tmur Soilu Shlomim or Lachzois Chad Diburahu. Zokt Rashi, it's one statement. If it would be two statements, then we would have the first statement, irrelevant of what your kavan is. It's very clear. But we'll take your question 1 second, because I want you to turn to Amud Beis for a minute, David. I'll take your question. Look at Amud Beis now. Zokt Rashi. Divri Amascha v'loi pligi b'may d'loi pligi. You got it? V'hai loi pligi d'gom ha'ocha loi pligi b'tfois loshen rishon. Same Abaye. The same Abaye that we were talking about on Amud Aleph. Rashi says they're not arguing about tfois loshen rishon. Zokt Rashi. Ela b'dayti d'gavre, Zokt Rashi. They're arguing what your intention is. Fascinating. Rashi and Amud Beis is saying clearly, it's not a shaila. Abaye holds there's no such a musig and shas as tfois lashon rishon. Not according to Reb Meir, not according to Reb Yossi. The machlokes in Tmura is, what was your intention? Was your intention to make an oila and then to make a shlomim? Which clearly doesn't work. The shlomim doesn't work. And that's Reb Meir's shita. And Rabbi Yossi holds, no, your intention was an oila and a shlam. Why?
So it shouldn't hold.
It goes back to twice lost your reason.
I'm just telling you what Rashi says. You're saying it goes back, and Rashi says, Lord, pligi betfois loshen rishon. And Arav Beller says, yes, pligi betfois loshen rishon. Huh? Okay. Can't be more blatant. Rashi says, klar, Lord, pligi betfois loshen rishon. There's no argument. You helped? Yeah. No, then it's half and half. The money, the value. There are two ways to make his statement work. There's no way to make a statement that you should bring it as an oila mishlama. There's two ways to make a statement work. Either it's an oila, it becomes a complete oila, and that's it. The shlomim is levatola. Or we say no, it was a double statement, and therefore what happens? It's no different if you go to a balmum. What happens if you go to Baal Mum, you say, I raise the oil. Can't bring it as a korban. What do you do with it? You sell it.
Right.
And the value goes to an oil. So if you say, I raise it towards oil shlamim, it's like a Baal Mum. Now you take the money, you bring an oil and a shlamim. That is, in fact, Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yossi says, I raise it towards oil shlamim, and what do you do with it? You sell it, and you bring an oil and a shlamim. Exactly like we treat a Baal Mum. The same way like we treat a Baal Mum.
I thought Tzmur was you exchanging it. This animal, that animal.
No, but there were two animals here. There was an oil and a shlamim.
Right.
And you took an animal here. And you said, this should be Tzmur of these two. You said it should be Tzmur's oil or Tzmur's shlamim. So if you meant both, so it has Kedusha of both. Meaning you take the value. That's the shot. So this is another stira we have here in the sugya, that on Omer Aleph Rashi saying clearly that Abaya holds a tvois loshen rishon according to Rameir. Right? Rameir holds tvois loshen rishon and he argues. And on Omer Beis, Rashi says they don't argue about tvois loshen rishon. Abaya holds, Rameir and Rabbi Yossi both that they don't argue about tvois loshen. They both hold that you go by Kavana. They both hold you go by Kavana, not by Lashon Rishon, Lashon Acher. The Shaila is what your Kavana is.
Right, so do we say that he meant Lashon Rishon,
or did he mean Lashon Acher?
It's just a redefinition.
No, it's not a redefinition. It's a different lungus. That's why the Gemara is saying its application to our sugya. That's the whole point of Abaye. Abaye is saying you can't apply the sugya of Tmura to our sugya because that sugya is not a tfois loshen rishon, tfois loshen achron issue. It's a kavana issue, and here we don't have a kavana issue. That's the whole. What's pshat in our sugya? What does Abaye mean when he says there's no shachs? He means maybe over here it's also the same shaila. No, he's saying, because here we don't have a kavana issue. Yeah. But that's our kasha now. Our kasha is, and if you hold it to tvois loshen rishon, tvois loshen achron, it also has no shaychus to that sugya. You know what I mean? It also has no shaychus to that sugya. Because here you could have, unquestionably, two separate psulim. You could have a psul of chutzlis mahanai by shechita, and you can have a psul of chutzlim kaimai by kabbalah, and they're two different things. And everybody agrees to that. Reb Meir, Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, the Rabbanon, everybody agrees to that. So it's very, very, very strange. But the truth is that the whole idea of Eruv Machshavas is difficult. The whole idea of Eruv Machshavas is difficult. Because why do we even have this problem of Eruv Machshavas? Why is there such a problem? Meaning, so it's Shaloi Lishma, Chutzl Zmani, and Chutzl Mkoymei. We see it's an issue. In fact, it is an issue. Because we see La Halacha, the Chutzl Mkoymei undermines the chutz l'zmanah. Why taka does it do that? Taka shunt. They should be different layers. Just like we explained, you could have chutz l'zmanah by shechita, chutz l'mkoyme by kabbalah, and you could have shaloi l'shmo by chatos, by zrika, right? So really, why bechlal is there such a halacha that chutz l'mkoyme ruins the pigle? It shouldn't ruin the pigle. It's two different things. You have chutz l'zmanah, you have chutz l'mkoyme. In fact, we see it does ruin it. It does undermine it. So it does undermine it. So that's fair too. Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, the next part of the sugi, I want to finish the sugi right now, Bezer Hashem, but I just want the Olim to read the next couple lines. We'll read it together. It's part of a longer sugi, but the first couple lines relate to our sugi. Omar Ule, V'item Rabbi Shai, Ef Chigadim Chavarim Bavlo, is it possible that our Chavarim and Bavlo know how to read the Mishnah? When the Mishnah said you had a kazayas for this kavana and a kazayas for that kavana, what does it mean? Does the Mishnah read kazayas v'kazayas tanan? Do you read the Mishnah's girsa kazayas v'kazayas? Or do you say, is it kazayas oy kazayas or kazayas v'kazayas? Kazayas kazayas or kazayas v'kazayas tanan? In other words, is there a vav between the two times it says kazayas in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said kazayas chutzlum zmanay, kazayas chutzlum koin. Is there a vav there? What's the difference? Says the Gemara, what's the difference? The Gemara says, kazayas, if you say that it's kazayas, kazayas tanan, that's the way the girsa you have in the Mishnah. And over there, Rav Yehuda holds that we go tfois lashon rishon, avu kazayis v'kazayis, divrei hakol iruv machshavos havi. And therefore, even Rav Yehuda would agree that the machshavos chutz l'mkoymoi ruins the machshavos chutz l'zmanah. Oy dilmo kazayis v'kazayis tana. Well, maybe the girsa is kazayis v'kazayis. The Rabbi Yehuda Pratavi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we look at it as two separate. Each zayas is its own thing, and therefore, koshik and kazayas is its own thing, or not. Basically, the Gemara Shaila is whether Rabbi Yehuda would be moida in a case where you said kazayas v'kazayas. Maybe there, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that we don't say tfois lashon rishon. In other words, if you then the Mishnah says, you go by the first kavana. The first kavana was chutz l'zmanay, that's what wins. So the Gemara Shaila now is, what's the girs in the Mishnah? Is the girs in the Mishnah kazayas, kazayas? Maybe over there Rabbi Yehuda holds tfois lashon rishon. So if the first kazayas was chutz l'zmanay, that wins. But maybe if you said kazayas v'kazayas, then it's the Eruv Machshavas, and even Rav Yehuda would agree that the kazayas chutzlum koimoi, that the kazayas chutzlum koimoi ruins the kazayas chutzlazmanai. What's going on here? What's the chiluk what your nusach is? What's the chiluk what your nusach is? Who cares what your nusach is? What does your nusach make a difference? It's anyway, like Tosis points out over here, it's anyway one shechita. It's anyway two separate kazayis. This kazayis is one thing, this kazayis is another. Right? So what's the chiluk what my bay is? What's the chiluk? First of all, it's not even the dibur according to most Rishonim. But, right? What's the difference? The Gemara is saying now that if the girsa in the Mishnah is kazayas, kazayas, then if taka the matbeah that you had was kazayas v'kazayas, then it will make a difference. Who cares what? Who cares? He did say. He either he said or he thought. So the question is, did he? That's part of the question. So the shail of the Gemara is, what was he saying or thinking? Was he saying a kazayas and the kazayas? Or was he saying a kazayas, kazayas?
Does that mean one
kazayas
or two
kazayas? No. No. If you look at the Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara says, if you say kazayas, 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 tanan, you do kazayas, kazayas, tanan, kazayas, kazayas, in that case, tafka over there, aval kazayas for kazayas, divri ha-koyel, ir of machshoves, oy dilma, kazayas for kazayas, tanan. The Lord of Yehuda, protohavi. It's like you specified. It's like you made it into separate categories. It's like you made it to separate categories. And therefore, the kosher kazayas for kazayas. The Gemara Shaila is not whether it's one kazayas or multiple kazayas. That, everybody agrees, you're talking about two separate kazayas. Everybody agrees one kazayas is chutzal zmanai, and one kazayas is chutzal mkai. The Shaila is, how did you organize that thought or that dibur? Did you say kazayas, kazayas? And Dafka over there reviewed the holds that the kazayas rishon is chal, and the male of the kazayas sheni is not chal. But if you said kazayas v'kazayas, then maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Who cares what your magbeah was? We went through this parichas gadol. It doesn't matter what your magbeah is. It doesn't matter what you... It's not up to you. So again, what I'm trying to say is, the Gemara is stubbornly holding on to the fact that our sugya has something to do with Tfos Lashon Rishon, Tfos Lashon Echad. Clearly. Our Gemara is digging its heels in that insight. That this Mishnah has to do with Tfos Lashon Rishon, Tfos Lashon Echad. That's clearly the position of the Gemara. The Gemara is happy to deal with the Mishnah in Tmura. Is it Tfos Lashon Rishon? Is it Kavona? We have different ways to learn the Mishnah in Tmura. But our Mishnah, it's funny, it's Mamish Klafilaya. Because when you read the Mishnah in Tmura, that's like the class, if you ask anybody, classic Tfos Lashon Rishon, Tfos Lashon Echad, Tmura Sayla, Tmura Shlomo. That's like the classic. Kazayas, Kazayas, Lachar has nothing to do with Tfos Lashon Rishon. Shchita and Zrika, nothing to do with Tfos Lashon Rishon. But the Gemara here is telling us that our thinking is distorted. It's the opposite. The sugi here, there's only one way to learn. Tfos Lashon Rishon, Tfos Lashon Echad. There's only one way to learn our mission. Tomorrow we can say it's kavana. This is the sugya of Tfos Lashon Rishon.
Maybe the first lashon negates the second lashon. That's the debate.
What do I know?
The Lord is not the
There's no din lashon b'chlal. There's no din lashon b'chlal.
I don't mean lashon. Machshava, whatever it is that you're going to try and characterize.
But we went through this 20 times. You're not in the power to decide. Once you say kazayis shaloi lishmo, let's say you say, you know what? Forget it. It wouldn't work. See, you're not in a position to back up. You're past that. You're past that. So you can't tell me negate. You can't negate. Even if you negate, that doesn't work.
No,
you could negate with a shvua, v'cheir, and v'koinam. It doesn't work.
Meaning once it's done, whatever you say, machshav, the next time around means...
Now, you're not listening to what I'm saying. Let's say you say, this is a kazayah shaloi lishma, and I'm canceling that. The halachas doesn't work.
Doesn't
help. Yeah, so now I'm saying, and I'm doing chutzlum kaima. What?
Your marshal is you're trying to cancel it after you made the statement. What you say is as far as that, your first statement...
I'm saying the same vav, Yossi. Yossi. Yossala. I'm saying the same vav. The same vav. I'm saying kazayas and kazayas. Kazayas and I'm canceling it. Why is that and different than that and? I'm not getting it. You could defend him. You don't have to feel bad to defend him. Just tell me where your defense is. The Gemara, the emphasis of the Gemara, the emphasis of the Gemara is only one thing. The Gemara's point is one thing. That maybe, exactly, beautiful. There's no such thing as and. Exactly, that's Akasha. The Gemara is saying that maybe there is such a thing as and. The Gemara is saying that maybe there is such a thing as and. And when you say and, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that we don't say Tvois, Lashon, Rishon. We say you take both of them. We're not, by the way, Zev, we're not canceling the first Machshavah. The Gemara has no such a tzad. The Gemara's question is, maybe their Rabbi Yehuda agrees that we take both. So he's not saying the first one is not Chal. He's saying the first one is Chal, and the second one is. So what's the chilek? What's the chilek? There's no chilek. Anyway, but one thing we see clear from the sugya, which is mamish, it's shrying, it's calling out that this has to do with tefayis lashon rishon, tefayis lashon achas. I think the reason why I'm stressing also the steer and rashi, because I think we have to get a better understanding what is tefayis lashon rishon, tefayis lashon achas. And when we say kavana, clearly Rashi can't be blatantly contradicting himself from Amud Aleph Talmud Beis. And Amud Aleph, he's saying that it has to do with Tvois Lashon Rishon. On Amud Beis, he's saying, well, it's not really Tvois Lashon Rishon, it's kavana. It can't be a blatant theory in Abaye Shita. So what I think, the way we have to look at this is the following way. And this, I think, will give us a better havana in the whole sugya. In the whole idea that you could go, and when you go by your second lashon, also, I mean, nobody else you go by only by your second lashon. Even Rabbi Yossi doesn't only go by the first lashon. He holds half bigmara, dvar avodah nitfas. What's really what's the debate here? So clearly, Rashi on Amud Beis is saying that according to Abaye, it all has to do with bedaita. It's not totally in Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Lashon Achron. It's bedaita. Right? But as we said, can't be Rashi saying that because Anam and Aleph, he says, has to do with Tvois Lashon Achron. So obviously there's some merger. So the merger, I think, is like this. We know that there are many things that require dibur, and they require kavana, like a nether. For example, a nether. Require dibur, require kavana. And if you have a contradicting kavana to what you said, it doesn't help. Meaning, l'moshel, somebody says, kikur zeh osur alai, and in his mind he's thinking, I don't want to make it us. I don't want to make it us. It's too bad. Why? Because the dibur actualizes. The dibur nedarim actualizes. Now, so what does it mean, ha'adam b'shvur? Person has to be mechaven. What that means is, you have to be mechaven to say, this kikar is also on me. So if you, let's say, didn't know the language, and when you said, this kikar is also on me, you thought that you were saying, this kikar is mutter on me, or I will eat this kikar, then it's not chal. But so long that you had kavana to make this dibur, so what I'm saying is that although your desire, what that dibur should activate, doesn't interest us, is irrelevant, but your knowledge and your intention, not just knowledge, your intention to say those words are critical. And that's why Tosfos explains this in Psachim Samach Gimel. If somebody says truma instead of saying the word maaser, or he says meiser instead of saying the word truma, the halacha is it's not chal. So Tosfos says a kasha. Dvarim shebelev. Who cares what you wanted to say? Tosfos says, no. Iskil melule. Iskil melule means, I didn't mean to say that word. Dvarim shebelev would mean, I said truma. I knew I said truma. I intentionally said truma. And I didn't want it to be chal. That's dvarim shebelev in dvarim. Yeah? But once I have kavana to say something, to make a statement. So now that statement automatically activates. Notice it's almost out of my power already. I don't have power to verbalize something which activates something and then say, well, I don't want that to happen. I don't want it to activate. That's the Ramesh Belev. That's what Ramesh Belev is. It's Ein Emvo. It doesn't work. Now I think we can get that would give us a beginning of Avon of what's Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Lashon Achron. Right? And what the Gemara means by Nimlach. Tvois Lashon Rishon, Tvois Lashon Achron in all over Shas, the Shaila is, if a person makes two concurrent statements, right, does the second statement have a koyach to activate in as much that it undermines the first statement? Right? So if you hold Tvois Lashon Rishon, that means what, just like when you let out the statement, you don't have the ability to take back what that statement creates. Hu Adin, you don't have an ability to shape its effect by making another statement. Just like everybody agrees once you make a statement, it's out of your control. If I say I raise the oil, and I say I never meant to make it oil, I just meant to say I raise the oil, that's not in your control. It's not a question, even if we believe you. We believe you that when you intentionally said I raise the oil, you didn't want it to be an oil. It doesn't matter. Did you intentionally say I raise the oil? Yeah, did you know what those words meant? Yes. So it's out of you. You don't have, meaning a person that utters a lashon can't undo that lashon, right, at all. The machloikis of Tvois Lashon Achron or not is, do we say that just like I don't have a koyach to undo the lashon that I said, do I also don't have the ability to shape the outcome of what I first said? Because if you take the statement of Areza Oila, right, and then I say I raise a shlomim right away to echdei dibur, or like Tosfos says, without a big break between the two, right? What I'm really doing is I'm not taking back the oila, I'm not taking back the ramifications of oila. I just want you to look at it like the first statement also had the second statement. Exactly, I'm modifying the outcome of the first statement, and that's the shaila Tvois Lashon Rishon. Everybody agrees. You cannot take back the Lashon Rishon.
The only difference is, are you completely taking it back, or are you changing it in some way? That's the issue.
No, the issue is...
You can't take it back.
The issue is, everybody agrees you can't take it back. Everybody agrees whatever chalois is chal from the first Lashon is going to be chal.
So then how can I modify it?
So the shaila is, but now I added a second Lashon. And if these two Lashonis happened together, then the ramification would have been they would have lived together. Exactly. It's not a reinterpret of what you meant, it's a reinterpret of what you said. That's why it's Tvois Lashon Rishon. Tvois Lashon Achron means whenever I throw a statement out, it's Tvois Lashon Rishon means whenever I throw a statement out, whatever the pashtus of that statement is, can't be taken back. Af Tvois Lashon Achron just means af pigmar vavodim netfas, which means that halacha that I can't interpret what I said not to mean what I said, I also can't interpret it in a way that wouldn't have been understood without the second statement. I don't have the ability to qualify. That's why I wouldn't say modify, I would say qualify. I don't have the ability, because modify gets you into a problem. I don't have the ability to qualify my first statement. My first statement sits on its own. So just like when you throw a dibur out, the dibur is locked as far as you can't take it back, you also can't qualify what that dibur means by doing a second dibur, by doing another dibur. That's the Nidin. Now, the one who holds is not saying, I go by the second statement. He's saying that the second statement is it's a shnayim mikra v'chatargum. The second statement becomes part of the first statement. It becomes part of the first statement. And that's why the Gemara says, if there's something about the first statement that already left it not just opened, it left it needing the loy tochul zu elam kein cholo zu. So the first statement had in it a need for clarification. So now everybody agrees it could be clarified. The whole machlokes is, do we take the first statement with whatever interpretation it has? Now, if the interpretation of the first statement is, hold on, then everybody agrees it. And that's what the Gemara means when it says, if you said, loy tochul zu elam kein cholo zu, so part of your statement is that there is no interpretation yet. That the interpretation is kacha. This is the interpretation. That's the machleika. That's the machleika of Tvois Loshon Rish and Tvois Loshon Ach. That's the machleika. Abaya, on the base, right, when he says that nimlach aloy nimlach, what he's really saying is, do we say that when the person makes the first statement, he's still agreeing that there's a machlokes of Tvois Loshon Rishon and Tvois Loshon Ach. Be'etzem, right? There's still such a concept called Tvois Loshon Rishon. When he says nimlach, when he says that Rav Yossi holds you're not a nimlach, what he's basically saying is, Rav Yossi holds that you're still in the middle of the statement. You're still in the middle of the statement. Meaning Rav Yossi holds that when you make two statements concurrently, one after the other, he doesn't hold that that's called, you had kavana for statement one and you had kavana for statement two. It's just like when somebody said oila, and he meant to say shlomim. We don't give any credibility to oila. So he's saying, when the person said oila, he couldn't say oila and shlomim together. It's not, can't do it. So just, memela, b'chiyah gavna, the second statement, we look at it as intentionally part of the first statement. Not as a modification, and it's part of the first statement.
It wasn't an afterthought.
It was always intended, and mainly it's equivalent to if you said a dibur. I didn't want to say oila. I want to say oila and shlomim. So just like if I would have said oila, and I meant to say shlomim. So what would be the halacha? That's a beferish mission. It's not an oila. It's not a shlomim either, but you have to say shlomim now, but it's not an oil. So when you say, harei zeh, according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Yosi, we say, harei zeh tmuras oil shlomim, and you meant from when you said oil, you meant to say shlomim, so you never meant to say oil. Oil you never meant to say. You meant to say oil shlomim. So that's the statement. That is the statement. You understand? That is the statement. That fits what he says on Amar Aleph as well. That's why it's no stira. Because we said Rashi on Amar Aleph, the Chumashma has to do with Tvois Loshon Rishon, Tvois Loshon Ach. Just Abaye is saying that it's one Loshon or not one Loshon. That fits perfectly what he's saying on Amar Beis. You know what I'm saying? They're both Rashis on Amar Aleph on Amar Beis, although they're using different Loshonis, are explaining the same idea in Abaye. Abaya's point, Sai and Amin Aleph and Sai and Amin Beis, is that Sai Reb Meir and Sai Reb Yossi hold that a person cannot take back or change what they already said. The question is, do we view your individual statement of Oila as a statement? Well, if I never meant to say it should be oila alone, I never meant to say that. So it's no different if I said oila, I didn't mean to be, I say oila. Now, it's not an oila. So if I never meant to say oila individually, but like this, it's equivalent to not having in mind to say oila. I didn't mind to say oila, this new thing called oila shlomim. That's what I didn't mind to say. So therefore, the state basically oil was never said. That's what Abaye said. Not that Rabbi Yossi holds that you could shape or modify what you already said. Rabbi Yossi holds that since your das, when you said statement one, was that there's going to be a statement two, which has a different interpretation than statement one on its own, so you never said statement one. There wasn't a rishon and an achron. So there's no stira. Yes, the machlokes is whether we go by what you said at the end or not. But the reason for that machlokes is how much credibility we give to statement one, not how much credibility we give to statement two. That's what Abai is trying to say in the maskana, is that everybody agrees we don't give credibility to statement two. The machlokes is, how much credibility do we give to statement one? If I meant to say, oy lo shlomim, how much credibility do I give to that statement? That's the shy. Rabbi said, because of the dinner, I did desperately wanted to tie it in, but maybe the other will figure that on their own. But if not, Belina, next week is Shavuos. So, right, next week is Shavuos. Okay, so you have some time to think about it.